Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is Side 2 of For the Record program number 507, titled Knock Knock Knockin' on Heaven's Gate, and being recorded on April 17th of the year 2005. This program's another conversation with Daniel Hopsiger, the heroic author of, among other titles, Welcome to Terrorland, Muhammad Atta and the 9/11 Cover-Up in Florida, and Burying the Boys, the CIA, the Mob, and America's Secret History. Daniel is, as well, the writer and main man, so to speak, of the website www.madcowprod. Daniel, welcome back once again to our airwaves.
Well, thanks, Dave. Heroic author is a little strong.
No, it isn't. It's accurate.
At least while I'm alive. Feel free to call. If I demise in, you know, in any sort of sudden manner, feel free to call me an heroic author then.
you're doing heroic work, and I'm not going to linger on the point, but it is important because it's very easy. A lot of young people listen to this program, and it's very easy for them to lapse into the frame of mind that you noted in Barry and the Boys. You quoted the magnificent comedian Lily Tomlin, who said, "No matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up." And I think it's important for people to have heroes. You're one, and a self-effacing one at that. But let's go to anti-heroes. Let's go to your article that is up on your website, The Secret
Sure.
World of 911, Terrorists, Arms Dealers, and Ghosts in Malawi. The elusive Abdu Sattar Sheikh. Real quick, I'm going to review his background for people who are new. FBI informant housed several of the terrorists while his FBI boss was looking for those very terrorists. Subpoenaed by the House Intelligence Committee investigating 911, the only subpoena. That subpoena was blocked by the White House. And then we've got Sam Kuchesvahani, another charming individual, another FBI guy. And Abdu Sattar Sheikh has a very interesting curriculum vitae. Daniel, proceed from there, please.
Well, the story that the FBI has put out is that these were 19 individuals who slipped in, and I keep remembering, I hate beating up on Hedrick Smith, but he certainly needs beating up on. In the first line of his Frontline documentary on PBS about the 9/11 attack, he put out the party line in a particularly eloquent way. He said 19 hijackers slipped through Europe and America unnoticed. Okay? Well, could have been further from the truth, okay?
Right.
Nothing could have been further. These guys were actors and players in a secret world which we know very little about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like if they had horse racing every night in the dark and only people with night vision goggles could see it, that's the kind of world we actually do live in.
Well, it is. And one of the funny things, too, before we get into some of the weird connections some of the intelligence connections and the bogus universities with which Mr. Sheikh, a.k.a. Abdu Sattar Chipa, was associated, one of the things you should remember is that there were, you know, in terms of Mr. Hedrick Smith, by way of saluting him as we pull away from the dock, there were warnings coming in from all over the world. There were intelligence warnings from a number of different intelligence services around the world, warning about some of the things that were going to happen. And there were warnings going back a decade about the possibility of using airplanes as kamikaze weapons and flying them into major landmarks. And those warnings got more specific as time went on. But now, Mr. Sheikh and his academic credentials, because you have some very, very interesting things and a remarkable expose about some interlocking academic fronts that as you've noted already, Daniel, are very similar to the bogus flying school, not bogus flying school, but the front flying schools that were used to infiltrate some of these characters on the East Coast.
The one thing I have done and will take credit for and am proud of, and although I didn't do it without help, is to tie this Iranian guy housing Heaven's Gate people while infiltrating Middle Easterners into the U.S. and Abdu Sattar Sheikh together.
Yep.
I got contacted by a man who used to work with Sam Kuchesvahani. And knew, this guy said he knew that Kuchesvahani was so wrong for this country, for this world, that he would check his name on the web every once in a while because he knew he was going to find something about him. After, you know, this is after Heaven's Gate and after he worked with them.
Right.
And the story, the man Sam Kustafahani was then was an arm, was a former arms dealer for the Shah with a violent disposition, owning a motel, and they're talking about using it to house students. So this was clearly part of that operation. And the man who owns the motel with Sam is a Lebanese individual who my informant knows only as a professor at United States International University, which doesn't exist.
So that's another one of these overlocking groups. One of the people, now jumping back into the universities themselves, and apparently one of the contacts of Sam Kustafahani also went to one of these phony universities.
Yeah, Sam got a PhD from Newport University, run by an Indian man named Patel in my former hometown, Newport Beach. They're all mail drops. They're all false fronts.
And Abu Sadr Sheikh was formerly apparently.
Here's the interesting thing. Here's how these things work.
There are a lot of interesting things.
This guy
things.
Called me and said, I knew Sam Kustafahani, and he was a person you wouldn't want to meet, and I'm going to tell you all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did, and we can talk about what he told me. But the interesting thing was when he mentioned the guy that owned the motel with Sam, this Lebanese guy named Tamer Salameh, or Salamah, he accepted the story that this Lebanese guy had told him that he was a professor.
Right.
That he taught at a university. I mean, he was surprised to find out that wasn't the case.
By the way,
most of us walk through life believing what people tell us. I mean, and I think that's probably how you should. I mean, if I walk up to you and say, you know, I mean, I'm selling cigarettes, you can expect I've got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's easy for people to do that. So this little anecdote illustrates how effective as cover, I'm a student at a university, I'm a professor at a university, is.
And again, we should note that a lot of these universities were bogus, and
they all are. They are. Everyone we're talking about is bogus. Not one of them exists.
And some of the people that are interesting here. Now, one of the people you talk about, Sheikh's supposed employer, right? This is Abu Sadr Sheikh, who the FBI informant who was housing some of the terrorists, the focal point of the only subpoena from the Congressional Committee investigating 9/11, quashed by the White House. But his supposed employer was American Commonwealth University, and what you found out in your article was that began its life as William Lyon University. Now tell us about Air Force General William Lyon. Who was he?
Yeah, I think we're really getting into it here one more time. The university this guy claimed to work at had changed its name several years earlier from William Lyon University.
And who
I mean, obviously the operation passed out of his hands or something.
Right.
And William Lyon is a retired Air Force general and a major, major, major force in Orange County real estate development. And a top GOP fundraiser and just one of the all-around, you know, GOP bigwigs in California. Mm-hmm. I mean, he anchors Orange County. He also owns, and I didn't put this in the article because I haven't researched enough of it yet to find out just how sinister it is. He also owns the FBO at John Wayne Airport, Martin Aviation.
and tell us quickly what FBO is.
A field base of operations. It's the gas station at the airport.
And,
for general aviation, okay?
And people who have read Welcome to Terrorland know how much that whole consideration figures in Huffman Aviation and the goings-on at the Venice Airport. So, again, that is a very interesting individual to have been basically the person behind and through whom initially American Commonwealth University, Sheikh's supposed employer, was. Now, one of the things that you found out was that there were two schools that also had supposedly contributed to the resume of Mr. Sheikh. Those were American Commonwealth, that we've spoken about, and United States International. And again, which is where
the Lebanese partner of Sam Koustafahani was a professor.
Fascinating. United States International University, and that, and American Commonwealth, William Lyon University, once again reviewing and reading from your article, had been run by Dr. Richard Cruz, an MD from Harvard, whose pedigree includes stints as chief of psychiatry at Womack Military Hospital and, quote, chief of mental hygiene consultation services, unquote, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, home of America's Special Forces. Can you say mind control, boys and girls? So, again, this is these are some of the people that loom large in these interlocking bogus universities that are providing the credentials, a.k.a. cover, for these people. So take us further into the groves of academe here, Daniel. We're all hungering for learning here, and we want to learn more about the three R's here.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that. You know, and Richard Cruz, as we're going to see in future articles, has a personal mythology very close to that of the Heaven's Gate cultists.
Oh yeah. Oh, so he's a believer in
well,
the
no,
space aliens.
Well, no, I mean
aliens.
He's not a believer. I mean, this is all bogus.
Yeah.
And this is science fiction as religion. I mean, it's science fiction mixed with mind control, coming out like religion.
All right. Well,
but you know what? There's people that know a lot more about this than I, so I should shut my mouth about that and tell you. You know, the schools are phony. These two guys are connected. What else do you want to know?
Before we leave the subject of General William Lyon, one of the things you note is that apparently some of these bogus universities are providing these credentials were also among the private interests that were basically currying favor with former Governor Pete Wilson.
Oh yeah,
by flying.
You know, tied in at the high. I mean, well, Wilson was flying on a private jet, which I would bet you money belonged to General William Lyon, and the special interests paying for that included ones you would expect to see there, like independent oil producers and merchants and manufacturers, and then right along these big guys, there's William Lyon University.
Uh-huh.
So that worked. I mean, that was really money coming from William Lyon, undoubtedly. You know, illegally paying for Governor Pete Wilson to fly around, but nobody questioned it because it didn't come from General William Lyon. It came from William Lyon University.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is, as you point out, that there was an official investigation apparently underway to a certain extent of some of these bogus universities, and then it got sidetracked possibly.
Oh, yeah. And actually, the people who were trying to put the state employees whose job it was to put these bogus universities out of business were shocked to find themselves under attack. I mean, from the criminals they were trying to get to stop committing crimes in California.
Let's move to some other people who were involved with some of these universities. Now, John Gray, this is a fellow whose activities lap on many different shores, those of the New Age, those of the world of covert operations, such as the milieu of Adnan Khashoggi, and also...
Before we leave this Abu Sider Sheikh guy,
okay.
One last point on him.
Sure.
Three of his neighbors saw Muhammad Atta at his home on multiple occasions. The Sheikh denied it.
And basically...
Three of his neighbors gave credible reports, including a housewife next door whose kitchen window looks right out on his driveway, Sheikh's driveway.
Right.
That Atta was at Sheikh's house. Sheikh denied it.
And again, he was the focal point of the only congressional subpoena from the committee investigating 9/11. That quashed by the White House. Now, again, his credentials and his alleged employer come from some of these overlocking bogus universities featuring people like Dr. Cruz, General Lyon in their background. Now, John Gray, a fellow involved with the New Age, a fellow involved with the Adnan Khashoggi world of business and covert operations, apparently, and a person who also has channeled money, there's a pun there, to the 9/11 truth movement. Tell us about John Gray. How does he figure in here? And eventually let's get to his connections to Marshall Applewhite and the Heaven's Gate cult, whose death chamber, basically, their residence, was rented from Sam Kucesvahani.
Well, it all goes back to Houston, doesn't it? But John Gray is a another way of saying Adnan Khashoggi, because John Gray's sold his soul, is the rumor. Can they sue you for saying that? Can they sue you for making a joke, Dave? What do you think?
Well, we may find out. I tend to think that John Gray probably has other things on his mind. But whether or not he sold some metaphysical portion of his being, he certainly is somebody who has profound business connections to Adnan Khashoggi, the Iran-Contra weapons dealer extraordinaire, an alleged financier of Al-Qaeda himself, and also a fellow who got his start in business when he did a $25 million truck deal with Osama bin Laden's father. So, by the way, John Gray is well known to devotees of the New Age as the author of Men Are From Mars, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, or the other way around. He also, for 9 years, was the personal secretary to the Maharishi of Transcendental Meditation fame. And it's a very interesting pedigree for John Gray.
And John Gray is the funnel through which they have financed the 9/11 COINTELPRO disinformation campaign.
At least some of it, yeah, because Gray has cropped up as one of the financial angels of some aspects of the 9/11 truth movement, including some that are, shall we say, less than reputable. But now, how does John Gray tie in with these universities, specifically Columbia, Commonwealth Pacific, all the same thing and yet nothing at all?
Well, he has a bogus PhD from Columbia Pacific. How else does he tie into it? His father was in the CIA, apparently, according to that works with him, Barry Zwicker, they're making an infomercial of all things of Mr. Zwicker's latest work, which title escapes me, but I'm sure it will have all of the hot skinny about 9/11 that you could ever want. You know, if you were an idiot.
Very quickly, John Gray got his bogus PhD from Columbia Pacific University, and that was one of the bogus universities run by Dr. Richard Cruz, M.D.
Right. John Gray owes his huge success and fortune completely to Adnan Khashoggi and a company called Genesis. Genesis Intermedia. And Genesis Intermedia was alleged to have had, the $200 million got taken out of Genesis Intermedia, mm-hmm. By someone, I'll bet you who knows how to spell the last name Khashoggi. There are lawsuits all over about that. In fact, there's one big one. I guess there may even be criminal things going on there.
Well, there certainly are huge investigations. By the way, are you talking, you mentioned infomercial, is that the Great Conspiracy? Because that's the name of a film featuring Barry Zwicker, who apparently has also been assisted financially by John Gray.
That must be funded by. That must be it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. That because that actually is now making the theaters. That's going around. So that is something that is extant. Now again, John Gray, an interesting fellow. His father allegedly worked for the CIA. In some of your earlier articles, you mentioned the strange circumstances surrounding John Gray's father's death.
Oh yeah, that was totally bizarre, and Gray uses it in his seminars. How utterly tacky is that?
It was strange. Somehow he was involved in some sort of weird existential problem solving thing, and he locked himself in the front in the trunk of his car, and then spaced out and couldn't get out and died or something. I mean, it sounded real strange. That's the official version.
It can't be what really happened, can it?
Well, no, I mean, as I say, it sounds really, really bizarre. And you also wrote that, according to some people who knew them, Gray's father, who had been an oil man connected with the petroleum industry in Texas, had attempted to warn that of President Kennedy's impending assassination. So, again, this is the background of John Gray. Now, John Gray, again, is somebody who had known Mr. Applewhite. Refresh us again about the associations, the web of associations between John Gray and Marshall Applewhite, the main dude of the Rancho Santa Fe suicide cult, and bear in mind that he was renting from Sam Kuchesvahani out in San Diego, who also is involved with these bogus universities.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to know where to start on that. I mean, you know, what do you want to know about Gray? I mean, you know, Gray has interesting associations. I mean, God knows what he's really been doing all these years.
And he and Applewhite both were at the same college. Applewhite was teaching, and he was a student.
Right. Well, I was telling you, I was, you know, I mean, I you know, my suspicion, because John Gray then takes out like a bat out of hell, and goes to Switzerland, where he becomes the Maharishi's personal secretary.
Mm-hmm. Which he was for 9 years.
Yeah. So it would not surprise me if John Gray split for Switzerland for the same reason and maybe at the same time as Marshall Applewhite checked in for psychiatric reprogramming.
And certainly it's interesting, and we also should note that the New Age cover seems to pertain to a lot of these people. Marshall Applewhite also apparently knew Gray's mother in Texas, and Gray by virtue of the fact that Gray's mother ran a New Age bookstore.
And here we find John Gray's money, you know, spreading disinformation about the 9/11 attack on the Internet.
Yeah, again, Gray has been a financier of the 9/11 Truth Movement, which has an awful lot of disinformation.
And the company Gray, you know, that sells Gray's tapes, owned by Adnan Khashoggi, has underworld connections.
Yeah, it
and is part of, you know, is even now part of $100 to $200 million stock fraud.
That's the Genesis Intermedia Incorporated fraud, right?
Yes.
And so again, if it seems like we're ranging far afield, we are, except that when you begin examining people like John Gray, who, if you look at one side of him, he's sort of like a Janus-faced character, where he has on the one side the New Age side, another side financing the 9/11 Truth Movement.
Oh, well, I have to mention this. I mean, even as, you know, this best-selling author of all time, you know, continues to spread money around to the 9/11 phony truth movement principles. His business partner, the guy, or his former business partner, the guy, the lawyer that incorporated the firm that owns all his books,
uh-huh,
continues to sue me.
Okay. And we'll leave that name out simply for purposes of discretion and limiting legal damage. The point being that when you look at John Gray, on one hand you see New Age, you see men are from Mars, women are from Venus, you see the Maharishi. Another side you see financing the 9/11 Truth Movement, but on the other side you see him connected to a milieu that figures as part of the milieu of 9/11. So it is a very interesting situation, and some of these phony universities with some of the interesting people like General Lyon and Dr. Cruz figure in the background of people like Applewhite. They figure in the background of people like Gray, and you find links running to people like Kuchesvahani and Abdul Sattar Sheikh, both FBI informants, both apparently involved in bringing these guys in.
And most chillingly, you find them associated with Marshall Applewhite.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He, by the way, was the saucer-eyed guy who you saw at the Heaven's Gate suicide cult. Daniel, we've been ranging far afield here. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Let's close on a ranging note here. We'll be rangers here. You mentioned something about I was mentioning during the break about suicide cults and how many of them have intelligence connections. We touched on Jonestown. And the Order of the Solar Temple, these people bid it in the early 90s. It was founded by a Gestapo officer, featured funding through the BCCI, and also had links to Licio Gelli, the Grand Master of the P2 Lodge, Italian fascist and honored guest at Ronald Reagan's inauguration. So what do you know about the Order of the Solar Temple? What can you tell us?
I can tell you that I'm absolutely certain that the suicide of the Heaven's Gate cultists is related to the suicide in the year before that and just before that of the Solar Temple people.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Applewhite left a videotape praising the Solar Temple people.
Interesting.
And the Solar Temple people were involved in money laundering, and we wouldn't be surprised to see that in Marshall Applewhite, would we?
No, not at all.
And the Heaven's Gate cult was heavily armed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They found a whole cache of weapons, okay? A whole cache of weapons, and San Diego police said, well, that's not part of the investigation.
We know
they killed themselves.
Well, you know, and the same thing was true of Jonestown. The same thing was true of Koresh. There's some interesting connections there. And the Order of the Solar Temple, again, its head guy was a former Gestapo officer. Licio Gelli, Grand Master of the P2 Lodge, helped them out, and there were also links to the BCCI. So I guess a moral of the story is, because there are some people from the New Age that listen to this show, boy, you better watch your expletive deleteds when you decide to join up with some group of people, because where you end up may not be where you thought you were going. And you may think you're going to go to Hail Bop on the mothership, and then you get bopped on the head. So, Daniel.
Probably good advice.
Yeah.
Good to spend time with you, Dave.
Real good advice. Real quick, tell us about your website.
MadCowProd.com. I'll bet everyone that listens to your show knows about it.
Yep.
I'll link to this interview if it comes out sounding coherent. I hope it does.
we'll put extra effort and see to it that it does. You know, we're covering a lot of things. It's one of the reasons, by the way, why I break in and repeat things, is to set some of these names so that as we are ranging over the topography of Black Ops here, some of this resonates for people, and see how strange it is to see these people not only cropping up in different contexts that one would expect, but then you begin seeing them all cropping up in the same different contexts. www.madcow.com. Articles, way that you can get the books. Welcome to Terrorland and Barry and the Boys. Also remember Spitfire, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, www.spitfirelist.com. Lots of different things on the Spitfire website, www.spitfirelist.com, the For the Record section featuring large amounts of information, and links to all kinds of things, including sites featuring webcam or podcasting for the Record shows, the book Martin Borum, A Nazi in Exile, and a page to click on to assist the work that I'm doing. If there are people out there who want to do something about all the things they're hearing about, assisting the work that I'm doing is as good a way to do that as any. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record, program number 507, Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Gate, another conversation with Daniel Hopsicker, being recorded on April 17th of 2005. My name's Dave Emery. For Daniel Hopsicker, let me say thanks for listening.